Maryland's News Now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
521 on Maryland's News Now. I'm John Patti. It's an historic day in the battle for gay rights. In two rulings today, the Supreme Court struck down part of a federal law denying federal benefits to married gay couples and cleared the way for same-sex marriages to resume in California. So what does this mean for marriage and relationships? Joining us is Martha Ertman, professor at the University of Maryland Francis King Casey School of Law. Professor, you've written articles saying that what the Supreme Court has done is more than just the law keeping up with the changing demographics. Explain that.
Well, the law is actually, I wouldn't say that they're just keeping up. I think the demographics are changing, and then the law catches up, and then the demographics match the law. So that law and society are always mutually influencing each other.
You also call this critical moments in the evolution of this process. Explain that.
Oh, absolutely. It all started in Hawaii back in 1996 when Hawaii almost recognized same-sex marriage. That led to the Defense of Marriage Act, which now has been struck down. But before that, Vermont jumped into the game, and they recognized something called civil union. Then Massachusetts, of course, recognized same-sex marriage. 11 other states and the District of Columbia followed suit, and then we get that lawsuit. So this lawsuit today only solves the question about what the federal government is going to do with people who are legally married in states like Maryland and in Massachusetts. It doesn't say anything about how any state like Virginia or Utah has to treat same-sex couples.
Now, you teach about contracts, commercial law, and also contract drafting courses, and you write about the role that contracts have in deals in family relationships. How does today's decisions affect what's going to happen in those relationships and contracts?
Well, I think people will always have the right to make particular kinds of contracts. If you're in a legally recognized relationship like marriage, there are some more protections in place for, say, homemakers or people who are sharing retirement benefits. But as it was the case before today and after today, people living together can always make living together in agreements, and in all but a few states, those would be legally enforceable.
For states like Maryland, where same-sex marriage is now legal, is today's ruling with the federal law part of it, how does that change things here in Maryland?
Well, what it means is someone living in Maryland is governed by the same rule locally as they are federally. So before today, a same-sex married couple in Maryland would be treated as married for Maryland taxes, but as single for federal taxes. So it's complicated, you can imagine. And now it will be just one rule for all married couples in Maryland, whether they are same-sex or opposite-sex.
And how costly might this eventually be for the government regarding these benefits?
Oh, my goodness. I think actually it will be quite a lot of extra funds coming in. So, for example, if two full-time working spouses are same-sex, then now they're going to be taxed at a much higher rate than they were before the federal government recognized their relationship. So there are going to be a whole bunch of very happy taxpayers who are paying way more than they did before, but, of course, get a lot of social recognition and other things, along with being elevated to a first-class relationship like everyone else.
All right. Thank you, Professor, for sharing your knowledge with us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Martha Ertman, professor at the University of Maryland Francis King Casey School of Law.